Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 20th of March, and I'm recording at 8:48 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, some lively action here in some not altogether entirely expected areas. Let's lead off with the Asian stock markets. And they were extremely weak in here today. Now, Japan down 1.65%, the Hang Seng Index one down 1.79, 1.15 for Australia. So at this point, you're wondering what's actually going on here. Well, China was very weak and down 1.4%. And that decline is not all that huge, but you know China's been underperforming really for quite some time, and there's a steady flow of bad news, bad economic news, particularly regarding property sectors coming out of China. Also, the renminbi weakened here sharply. There are now 6.2286 renminbi to the U.S. dollar. Remember, it got down very close to the six level, and this is certainly a significant change in policy. And what it is doing is influencing the whole Asian region, and they're fearful of a big devaluation. They last had that back in, was it? Don't hold me to this. Was it 1994 on the date, but what we saw today, first, I don't think it'll be a huge devaluation, but it's certainly weakening what was an overly strong currency. And today, it puts pressure on all the other Asian countries, and today the Asian dollar index fell quite sharply as well. So that's roiling the markets a little bit in here. And the only exceptions, we had Malaysia and the New Zealand market. New Zealand has been an awfully strong market, albeit somewhat overextended. But they had very, very small gains against some big hits, which I partially quoted for you. Now, looking at Europe, well, not much to be said. Mixed performance, modest gains. Looks like the biggest is the Italian market, which has been doing quite well recently overall, but up over 0.5% in here today in this mixed performance. Maybe a few more European markets up than down. In the Americas, Wall Street, well, it started weak, but then picked up and ended with decent gains here for the Dow and the S&P 500. 0.6 of a percent to the upside. The Nasdaq was had about half that. But again, that's impressive following yesterday's overall move, and impressive off the lows that we saw here earlier today. So while Wall Street remains expensive relative to other stock markets, and while there are definitely some factors to make people a little more nervous, as the tapering continues, QE tapering, and Yellen's comment yesterday about a cut. I beg your pardon, but that she expected interest rates to perhaps, possibly, this was just a throwing out a broad range forecast that it might be 6 months or so after the tapering ends this autumn, the 2014 autumn, that interest rates, short-term interest rates, might start to move up a little bit. But again, Wall Street's got a lot going for it, doesn't it? Banks are in good shape. The technology lead continues to expand overall. The incredibly competitive energy prices And my goodness, the whole European-Russian situation, Ukraine-Russian situation, and Europe being a hostage to fortune here in terms of its energy supplies, it certainly puts a spotlight on the importance of the USA's development of its shale resources. And so that's causing more capital to flow towards the USA. But here, look how interesting this is. Mexico, resources producer, up over 2% here today. That's a good move for a market that's been a bit beaten up recently. And Brazil, a few markets were more beaten up than Brazil, but this is a third straight day of solid gains, up 1.5% overall. Also, the currency a little bit firmer in here today. So, have we seen an important bottom in Brazil? Well, it's too soon to conclude that, but it's a possibility. It's low enough and good dynamic. So, what we need to see is that this rally continue, and then we need to see Brazil hold over 50% of the gain on the subsequent setback that takes place during a right-hand extension phase. Now, elsewhere, the government bond yields, well, not much change there. I think the U.S. 10-year holding right around yesterday's close. Remember, it had that big upward dynamic yesterday. Now, incidentally, I mentioned that in yesterday's audio, but because I had an internet breakdown, I wasn't able to post it until this morning, but there is an audio up for Wednesday if you're interested in catching that. But we had a big upward dynamic yesterday and held the gains in here today, but it's still trading in this rather benign range overall, but over the medium term and probably this year, we will see. I'm not holding my breath for this, but I do expect before year end that we will see a decisive break above that 3% level. And that will cause a little bit of concern when that happens. Now, currencies, I mentioned that Asian dollar index. It's mostly the Asian story of the softness of those currencies overall. And in commodities, well, these precious metals, they were clipped in here again today. Silver, and I own some of that, down 54 cents as I speak, down to $20.28.5. Now it's oversold and there's support down here. excuse me. So this volatile commodity looks interesting at this level, but it certainly needs an upward dynamic to confirm that demand is now coming in. Gold slipped a little further as well, back to 1328. And palladium was also down to 1,434, nearly 1,335. But say soft precious metals. But the interesting thing is that the palladium market. Now palladium has really been by far the steadiest during the whole corrective phase that we've seen. And as you probably recall, it broke the progression of lower rally highs within a trading range. They were only just slightly lower, those highs, not all that long ago. But it was quite weak here earlier today. It had been experiencing a setback in line with silver and gold. But it was weak early on, but then closed with a modest gain. So recovered most of the days, recovered more than the day's losses here, which looks good technically overall. Industrial metals, I get the price action on Bloomberg a day late, which is really annoying. And it's quite expensive to get it all up on an up-to-date feed. We're not quite ready to do that with all the software that we're writing, but I can also see some of the prices from other sources, And while the industrial metals were firm yesterday, they were softer in here today, not least copper, which is broken to the downside. And that's part of the China bearish story overall. And grains and beans, well, they're a little bit weaker here today. And coffee, you remember what a run coffee had to the upside, became very overextended. That's retraced quite sharply here in the last 3 days. Not all that surprising, given how overextended it was. But I think there is serious damage there, really caused by drought, and that's going to affect production for this year and also next year. So a nice big pullback in coffee that then loses downside momentum and shows a little bit of support building would become an interesting trade once again. And last one I should mention, I've written about this and I think I've mentioned it once or twice, but now I will be here tomorrow, but I will be going on holiday next week. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.